To Road Warrior Radio. My clock says 9:11. Perfect. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, October 30th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. And so let's just dive right in. We've been talking about democratic socialism. It's a term that is, well, it's kind of all the rage these days, but it's not a new term. It comes around. It's a term that we're all supposed to adopt, and but most people don't really understand what we're talking about when we hear the term democratic socialism. So that's what we're going through, and the subject arose as a result of the, the conversation about Libya. And so we're headed there. We will get there. But it's just interesting how little homework people have done on this topic. And really, whenever you hear the term socialism, you hear it advanced by, you know, it's supposed to be a form of government. It operates more like a religion, has a religious fervor that seems to be associated with it. And it's advanced by the intellectual class, not the working class, who it's supposed to benefit, even though it never really does. Maybe a little bit, but not really. And it's usually funded, the advancement of it and its proliferation is funded by super capitalists, Fordists, international industrialists, those types of folks, bankers. Interesting how that works. And speaking of research, it's interesting that in Socialism and Democracy, President Woodrow Wilson, well, he wasn't at that time, that was 1887, but in his work, Socialism and Democracy, Woodrow Wilson wrote that in fundamental theory, socialism and democracy are almost, if not quite, one and the same. And he also wrote about how America would be soon ruled by, would soon be ruled by experts, technocrats, who seem to love the socialist system because it allows them the freedom to do whatever they want. Anyway, we're going to talk more about this. The term democratic socialism in particular, we'll get to Libya. The term socialism, the fact that, as I've mentioned throughout the last couple of weeks, the last week and a half so far, last week, this week, Fabian socialism is synonymous with democratic socialism according to the Fabian Society itself. And it's interesting, I've talked about the Rees Committee hearings, I've talked about the Rees Committee hearings many times. as a sort of ground zero on the investigation of what went wrong and where we went wrong in America. And it's interesting that you can go through the Reese Committee hearings, that information, and you can find reference to the Fabian Society, Fabian Socialism, Fabianism, no fewer than about almost 100 times, no fewer than 90, 91 times, something like that. I'm going to give you a couple of excerpts, and then we'll go to education. Because speaking of the Reese Committee, that was one of the most shocking revelations that came out of the Reese Committee hearings, was the fact that education had been changed in America to endorse things that are had been previously patently un-American. So this is shocking stuff. But most of us have no idea. The change was so drastic in America as to, well, according to the Assistant Director of Research, Thomas McNeese, for the Reese Committee, the change was so drastic, he wrote in his report to the committee that it constituted a revolution. And that was not hyperbolic language that he was using. In similar fashion, as I've mentioned, in 1994, Gary Lawson, his piece, The Rise and Rise of the Administrative State, was published in the Harvard Law Review, and he said the same thing. The administrative state amounts to nothing less than a bloodless constitutional revolution. So I suppose that it's not surprising that in 1973, John D. Rockefeller III authored, or at least put his name to, the Second American Revolution. These kinds of folks, this is what they're doing. You know, Nelson, new constitution, 1974, that kind of thing. That's what these people are doing. You know, it's not a full frontal military assault. It's an ideological war waged in Fabian fashion. You know, the protracted war of attrition. We will wear you down. We'll wear out this generation. And while we do that, we will grab the youth, which is a tactic of particular infamy. I think of the Hitler Youth, for example. You already have your kids. It's not what Adolf Hitler was alleged to have said. And so that's where we're going to jump in today, on the point of education. And we'll get there in a minute, but we will go to chapter 36 of Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, which is titled Education, and includes much information on this subject. People have no idea. Subject of socialism, democratic socialism, it really is Fabian socialism. Fabian, the Fabian Society and its ancillaries and functionaries are the progenitors of this term. And why is it not a good idea for you and for me? Well, we'll talk about that. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world.
Welcome back. Yeah. extended musical interlude, but it's fun, you know. Anyway, so, I mean, for those who don't know, in simple terms, I think it's interesting, by the way, we're going to jump in, Renee Wormser, Norman Dodd, in Reese Committee testimony. It's interesting, Renee Wormser, the guy who wrote Foundations, Their Power and Influence, who headed the staff, a guy who was instrumental in the Reese Committee hearings. You really don't find much about him on Wikipedia. Not funny. I wonder why that is. You don't find anything. Why is that? So that we can occlude whatever we can. This should be essential reading, the Reese Committee hearings, what came out of the Reese Committee. We should all know. Weird. So anyway, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Renee Wormser. So Renee Wormser, Norman Dodd. Norman Dodd wants to give some excerpts. So from the Reese Committee hearings, Norman Dodd testifying. So Renee Wormser says, Mr. Chairman, I would like to give the committee the benefit of a few excerpts which illustrate some of the things Mr. Dodd said yesterday and is to say today. I think it would be better if I introduced those or offered them after he has finished his complete recitation. And Mr. Norman Dodd says, may I proceed? Sure. So Norman Dodd says, I'm going on from where I left off yesterday, where I mentioned that there were several entities other than strictly educational institutions which we felt we would have to include in our studies. I mentioned them by name. To characterize some of these briefly, the American Council of Learned Societies was founded in 1919 to encourage humanistic studies. So let me just back up. You know, what was basically proven by the Reese Committee has been proven time and time again by others is that, you know, socialism is, again, it operates like a religion. It has religious fervor. It is atheistic in nature. It is nihilistic. It will tolerate nothing else but itself. You get a flavor of that in things like Hayek's Road to Serfdom. You certainly get it when you explore the writings of the folks like Henry de Saint-Simon. And really, the progenitors of this ideology, who, you know, the intellectual class who espouse it, you eventually come down to the two classes that even Marx talked about. And I'll mention that. We'll continue on with the Reese Committee hearings, and we'll get to education when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. We got off to a slow start, but let's sort of pick it up a little bit. So here's an article that I will probably refer to quite a bit, I don't know, toward the end of this week. Free Britain Now, Socialism Exposed. Socialism Exposed. And so from the section titled Socialism and Genocide, this is where you end up eventually with socialism. Like Hayek, pointed out in chapter two. See, we just the danger. I swear there, you know, like I said yesterday, because there is no imminent life-threatening danger, we just have been anesthetized to believe that, well, there is no danger at all. The socialist, you know, the real intellectual class proponents of socialism, you know, they keep espousing this equality, yet there is a widening disparity, a growing disparity. How does that always happen? How does it persist? In spite of the talk of equality. It happens because it's happening on purpose. It's, you know, which is why we should all be reading Machiavelli. So instead of listening to their lips, we're supposed to, what? Matthew 7, know them by their fruits, I think, is the operative concept. Anyway, so like Hayek said in, you know, chapter 2 of The Road to Serfdom, The Great Utopia, where freedom was concerned, the founders of socialism made no bones about their intentions. Freedom of thought they regarded as the root evil of 19th century society. And the first of modern planners, Saint Simon, even predicted that those who did not obey his proposed planning boards would be treated as cattle. So the two classes, what are they really? The revolutionary and the reactionary, according to Marx, in Saint Simon fashion, I would say. So here's an excerpt from this piece, Socialism Exposed. Under Socialism and Genocide, and that's where you always end up. You know, the eugenics discussion, those who will not put their shoulder to the wheel are obviously of an inferior genetic makeup. And then there's the issue of crime, which we've talked about. That gets into the pre-crime stuff. Man, the nature of man, the sinful nature of man will be used against him to say, look, see, these people are inferior, and just because our crimes have not been made public, you know, that is construed as some kind of better social standing and better, you know, these people are made of better stock since they don't get dragged into before the magistrate on a regular basis like these other people. This lower class, clearly genetically inferior. Anyway, eugenics is always on the periphery of socialism. Socialism and genocide, the Marxist concept of socialist revolution entailed the division of society into two classes, the revolutionary and the reactionary. See, if you're not going to put your shoulder to the revolutionary wheel to move things forward and to keep this dialectical continuum moving forward, you know, the deliberate reorganization of society on hierarchical lines by the imposition of an increasingly coercive spiritual power, as Hayek put it, then, you know, you're clearly you're of inferior stock, they say. So the Marxist concept of socialist revolution entailed the division of society into two classes, the revolutionary and the reactionary, of which the latter was to be physically eliminated in order to give way to those who were fit for the new socialist world order. That's from Marx's Class Struggles in France. Engels went even further, declaring that whole nations deemed reactionary, quote-unquote, were destined to perish in a future socialist world war, and this would be a step forward, quote-unquote. And so this is sort of where we're headed. Why is it a concern? You know, and I've thought, how do you address this? Because there seems to be no imminent life-threatening danger to people. There's no gun pointed at someone's head. There's no plane flying overhead, or, you know, bombs going off, bullets being fired. So there must not be any life-threatening danger. But here's another article we'll come back to. The deceptive, murderous Fabian socialists. The deceptive, murderous Fabian socialists. I mean, listen to what George Bernard Shaw says. Guys like him, guys like Bertrand Russell, they are pretty out front when you really, when you can dig down enough to find out what they're all about. And this is what's behind democratic socialism. It's an effort to turn people against one another and themselves. And as I've said before, it, to me, feels like, you know, that scene from Hannibal where Anthony Hopkins is feeding Ray Liotta a piece of his own brain. We're encouraged to do that to ourselves and one another in this society. It's that grotesque to me, anyway. That's how I see it. So, picking up Norman Dodd's testimony from the Reese Committee hearings in the early 50s to characterize some of the organizations, educational institutions, which we felt would have to include in our studies. He said the American Council of Learned Societies was founded in 1919 to encourage humanistic studies. You have to get people away from belief in God because, you know, then life is not priceless or precious. It's just, you know, you're just another thing. And, you know, that, again, harkens to Pike's letter to Mazzini, the most prophetic letter never written. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. Okay, so to encourage humanistic studies, including some which today are regarded as social sciences. Now, that's another term that was addressed heavily by the Reese Committee. The fact that this is actually pseudoscience and it's constantly trying to compare itself to the physical sciences, as they pointed out in the Reese Committee hearings. It is comprised of 24 constituent member associations. In its entirety, it appears to dominate scholarship in this country. The National Research Council was established in 1916, originally as a preparedness measure in connection with World War I. Its charter was renewed in 1919, since which time, on behalf of its 8 member associations, it has been devoted to the promotion of research within the most essential areas, ordinarily referred to as the exact and applied sciences. The Social Science Research Council was established in 1923 to advance research in the social sciences. It acts as spokesman for 7 constituent member associations, representing all of the major subdivisions of this new field of knowledge, i.e. history, economics, sociology, psychology, political science, statistics, and anthropology. And by the way, one of the reasons that I mention René Wormser and his foundations, their power and influence, is because if you go through the table of contents even, you will see that they did a very thorough and in-depth investigation of the, well, Section 3 of René Wormser's book, The Concentration of Power, interlocks, intermediaries as joint instrumental, as joint instrument of several foundations, what makes up the interlock in the financing of social science activities, the Social Science Research Council, American Council on Education, other aspects of interlock. And so you can see that they did a fairly significant investigation. Study of foundations was Section 1, Power of the Individual Foundation, Section 2, the Concentration of Power, Section 3. Section 4, Social Science and Scientism. We've talked about that on a fairly regular basis. Scientism, the new religion, especially of technocracy. Section 5, Foundations and Radicalism in Education. Section 6, revolution is nearly accomplished, and on and on. And by the way, the first chapter is titled Congressional Investigation is Not Enough. So it's probably worth noting as well. Continuing from Norman Dodd's testimony in the Reese Committee, the American Council on Education was founded in 1918 to coordinate the services which educational institutions and organizations could contribute to the government in the national crisis brought about by World War I. Starting with 14 constituent or founding organizations, this formidable and influential agency has steadily expanded until today. Its membership, and this was the 50s, is reported to consist of 79 constituent members, 64 associate members, 954 institutional members. The National Education Association was established in 1857 to elevate character, advance the interests of the teaching profession, and to promote the cause of popular education in the United States. Broadly speaking, this powerful entity concentrates on primary and secondary schools. Its membership is reported to consist of 520,000 individuals. Again, that was the 50s. Who include, in addition to teachers, superintendents, school administrators, and school secretaries. It boasts that it is the only organization that represents or has the possibility of representing the great body of teachers in the United States, thus inferring a monopolistic aim. And so the concern at this time was, well, just that, a monopolistic centralization of power and influence, which is, again, antithetical to our constitutional republican roots of separation of powers, for example. The League for Industrial Democracy, which I mentioned the other day, again, Norman Dodd's testimony from the Reese Committee, the League for Industrial Democracy, LID or LID, came into being in 1950 when it was known as the Intercollegiate Socialist Society, the ISS, for the purpose of awakening the intellectuals of this country to the ideas and benefits of socialism. This organization might be compared to the Fabian Society in England, which was established in 1884 to spread socialism by peaceful means. So there you have the Fabian Society entry in Reese Committee hearings. Continuing just briefly, the Progressive Education Association was established around 1890. Since then, it has been active in introducing radical ideas to education, which are now being questioned by many. They include the idea that the individual must be adjusted to the group as a result of his or her educational experience, and that democracy is little more than a system for cooperative living. You know, the communitarians are more dishonest, but sort of more honest about how they phrase that. You know, again, the individual means nothing if not in relation to and secondary to the community. The American Historical Association was established in 1889 to promote historical studies. It is interesting to note that after giving careful consideration in 1926 to the social sciences, a report was published under its auspices in 1934, which concluded that the day of the individual in the United States had come to an end, and that the future would be characterized inevitably by some form of collectivism and an increase in the authority of the state. And we'll probably leave off here, but the John Dewey Society was formed in 1936, apparently for the twofold purpose of conducting research in the field of education and promoting the educational philosophy of John Dewey, in honor of whom the society is named. It could be supposed that those who were members of this organization would be devoted to the premises upon which Mr. Dewey had based his experiments in education since 1896. Basically, these were pragmatic and stimulus and a stimulus to empirical thinking. He held that ideas were instruments, and their truth or falsity depended upon whether or not they worked successfully. The broad study, which called our attention to the activities of these organizations, has revealed not only their support by foundations, but has disclosed a degree of cooperation between them, which they have referred to as an interlock, quote unquote, thus indicating a concentration of influence and power. By this phrase, they indicate they are bound by a common interest, rather than a dependency upon a single source for capital funds. Bound by a common interest. It is difficult to study their relationship without confirming this. Likewise, it is difficult to avoid the feeling that their common interest has led them to cooperate closely with one another, and that this common interest lies in the planning and control of certain aspects of American life through a combination of the federal government and education. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Chose man's to man.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. This Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. I talk from time to time about the distinction between information and propaganda. And I think it comes down to this, very simply. You know, propaganda is information designed or presented in such a way as to influence and persuade. And so the distinction, for example, you know, in Exodus 9:1 reads, "Then the Lord said unto Moses," this is the King James Version, "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me." Go tell Pharaoh. That's information. Just go tell him. And, you know, this is a distinction that I make as much for me as for anyone else, because it's, you know, it's challenging. When we see things happening, I'm going to get back to the Reese Committee hearings in a second, and then we'll get to education from the Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, titled Education. It's difficult not to want to implore folks and plead and, you know, persuade, which I think borders on, if doesn't tip over into propaganda. God just said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him. He didn't say go persuade him. Go persuade him. And, you know, that has some interesting implications that, you know, we could ruminate on perhaps. It, from many different contexts or perspectives. Anyway, it's an interesting distinction, and hopefully it's somewhat liberating, certainly in this context. But I think it's an important distinction to make. Propaganda is information intended to influence and persuade. And that sounds a lot like what's been going on, you know, in the post-Bernaysian era. What guys like Bertrand Russell have written about, I think in time, you know, anyone will be able to persuade anyone of anything. If you can catch the student early enough, oh, back to education. Ground zero of propaganda, according to guys like Bertrand Russell. For the hidden persuaders, Vance Packard, hidden persuaders. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.